A violent boating accident killed three men overnight on the jagged jetties of Government Cut. By sunup Sunday, the world was learning one of those men was Miami.
You're looking live at the capsized boat on which Marlins star pitcher Jose Fernandez lost his life in the wee hours of Sunday morning.
He had not only come here and made the major leagues, he was so successful. He was a star.
He had no fear. Because he already did more than anybody else did in the major leagues. He sacrificed his life to leave in an oppressed country, which we were in Cuba. We saw that. To then jump in the middle of the night in the ocean to save a person. Oh, by the way, it was his mom without him even knowing that she had fallen overboard. So he had come full circle.
Jose, I just remit, just when I think about Jose, it's going to be thinking of that little kid. I see such a little boy in him when... with the way he played, there was just joy with him when he played. And when he pitched... And I think that's what the guys will say, too. It's as bad as he would make you with some of the stuff he would do. You just seen that little kid that you see when you watch kids play Little League or something like that. That's the joy that Jose played with and the passion he felt about playing. That's what I think about.
You know, I think since I was little, you know, I grew up in Cuba and, you know, it's just, and it was great. It was, you know, enjoying the life. My grandma and my mom being in the street of my house, in front of my house, waking up at 6 in the morning, throwing rocks everywhere and just hanging around. And then I went to the field the first time when I was 5. And I started playing for a team. And when I was 9, I made the national Cuban team, Little League, and I went to Venezuela, and that's when I really started to get going. And it was just, I'm not scared to go out there and pitch.
Oh, my family to me is all I got, you know. Bahama, you know, I had you know, they know who they are. I don't want to say a name, but my family, the people that have been there every day, they know who they are, and it's been really important, and has made me really strong. This whole process of you guys has been really tough, so I owe them a lot through this whole process.
That was crazy. The first time I got caught 10 miles from Miami by the Coast Guard, and I was put in jail there, and I got sent back to Cuba and I got kicked out of school, kicked out of baseball. So I basically... they told me you can't leave Cuba, but you can't have a life because they didn't let me play baseball. They didn't let me go to school. Got caught, put in jail again in Cuba, and the fourth time I actually made it to Mexico, Texas, Tampa.
Jose Fernandez, the Florida high school standout, doesn't rank with the top prep arms in this class. He's not too far behind that top group. That's largely because of a fastball-slider combination that has the chance to be above average. He can get his fastball up into the mid-90s as well. The ball really jumps out of his hand and he commands the heater well. His slider can be nasty at times and has the potential to be a real outpitch for him. Fernandez has a feel for a changeup, but with many high schoolers, he hasn't used it much and it needs to be developed for him to be an effective starter.
I was young, man. I was young in Cuba, and you know, one time I got to watch a big league game, and I was lying there, you know, and the guys start talking, and I was like, oh, you know, that's the best baseball in the world. So I was like, man, hopefully I get a chance one day, and I can, you know, pitch there. But it was a dream, you know. It was maybe 6, 7. Some news trying to enjoy it, man, and it's a dream come true for the.
With the 14th selection of the 2011 draft, the Florida Marlins select Jose Fernandez.
At Citi Field. And an exciting afternoon for the Marlins. Right-hander Jose Fernandez will make his major league debut. He's making the jump from A-ball to the big leagues. He split the 2012 season between the Class A Jupiter Club in the Florida State League, which is a high A team, and low A Greensboro. He combined to go 14-1 with a 1.75 earned run average. He makes his big league debut today. His mom is here. His dad is here. His coach from high school and his personal pitching instructor, he's here. And so it's a big afternoon for Jose Fernandez and more than likely for Marlins fans, the biggest day concerning a debut of a young pitcher since Josh Beckett debuted September of 2001. Born in Santa Clara, Cuba, defected, wound up in Tampa, went to Alonzo High School, and was a Marlins number one pick in 2011. Chris Valleca winds up with the ball as they moved it around the infield, hands it over to the pitcher, Jose Fernandez, gives him a pat on the back, and probably said three words. Go get him. Jose's first pitch in the big leagues, a called strike, and that ball goes right over to the Marlins dugout. First by the Marlins, the other being Chris Volstad. Here's a fly ball to right. Going back, under it, Stanton has it. Three fly ball outs, one to each field, center, left, and right. And Jose Fernandez has pitched a 1-2-3 debut inning in Major League Baseball. No score after one on the Marlins. Now the 1-2. And it's over the outside corner. Strike three called. And there's the first big league strikeout for Jose Fernandez to lead off the second. He strikes out Ike Davis looking.
And the 1-2 to him, swing and a miss. Pitch to Swisher, swing and a miss. 1-2, did he go? On the appeal to third, yes he did. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Strikeout number 7 for Fernandez.
The pitch swung on and missed, another strikeout. The pitch swung on and missed. Rayburn, right-hand hitter, swings and misses, and he is down on strikes, and that is 10 strikeouts for Jose Fernandez.
Miami should shut down when number 16 takes the bump. No one strikes out more hitters per nine, and he's feel the beat right here, right? And he's got a nasty 90-mile-an-hour changeup. He's throwing 98-mile-an-hour four-seam fastballs. Phil Cousy's punching tickets. Grandma, go grab her number. What's up with that? 98-mile-an-hour fastball away. Devastating slider. Everybody should be at the ballpark. Even
Rich,
the broadcasters
Rich is into
are
it. Rich is having
are
a good time.
Are you kidding me? He was built to pitch in my ass.
Fernandez, and it's in there for strike three called. Caught him looking, and Fernandez strikes out the side in the third. Five Ks for Jose through three innings. Against arguably the best offense in all of Major League Baseball.
This ball ripped out toward the gap in right center field. Fernandez has himself an extra base hit. It's going to roll to the wall. Will he be content with two? No, he won't. Jose wants a triple. Jose is in with a head first dive, and he's safe. He's got a three base hit.
The 2-2 to Reynolds. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss. 14 strikeouts. A new career high for Jose Fernandez.
The pitch to Jose. And a high fly ball. This is deep to left. It's going to be up, up and away. A home run for Jose Fernandez. His first major league home run. He hits it here tonight at Marlins Park in his last outing of the season. What a way to punctuate this night of baseball. And what a way to put an exclamation point on his performance this season.
2-1. Born fly ball left field over toward the line. Yelich, he'll make the catch, and that's it for the Indians in the eighth. That's probably it for Jose Fernandez. They come to their feet at Marlins Park. Eight innings of three hit, one walk, 14 strikeout baseball. He tipped his cap.
We have a winner in the National League, and the 2013 National League Rookie of the Year is Jose Fernandez. He beats out Puig. I think that was what we thought was kind of the race, was Puig or Fernandez. It goes to Fernandez, and really you couldn't go wrong here. But when you talk about dominant rookie seasons, it's tough to do better than Jose Fernandez.
Jose, congratulations on winning National League Rookie of the Year. Tell us who you're with and what this award means to you.
That means everything, man. And it means, I think, you know, having the fans and you know, the guys are like baseball. I'm really nervous right now, so whatever I say, don't listen to me. But I'm, you know, having my grandma here coming from Cuba yesterday, you know, and getting this good news is just pretty amazing.
In just a couple of moments, Jose Fernandez will lead the Marlins out onto the field. Again, the roof is open. The Marlins ready to take on the Colorado Rockies. Geoff?
All right, David, here comes Jose. Here come the Marlins on opening night 2014.
The pitch swung on and missed, strike three. Hayward is down on strikes. It is number 11 for Jose Fernandez, and that's all.
The rock in the 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Jose Fernandez says, I'll take a dozen. 12 strikeouts through 7 innings of one-hit shutout baseball. The 1-2, swing and a miss. He struck him out. Jose has equaled his personal best. He struck out 14 Braves tonight.
Another young pitcher headed to Tommy John surgery, Jose Fernandez.
I went in the third inning, I think, and I was talking to Shine, the video guy. And I told him, hey, I'm done. He goes, what do you mean you're done? It's like, yeah, I'm done for the season. My elbow is done. So when I went back out, I tried to pitch, and you know, and I couldn't. So I was hoping for the best, but I knew there was not going to be good news. When I went to see the doctor goes to me and, you know, whatever, we're talking, and I'm thinking 4 to 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks, by hoping. And, you know, the doctor comes back to me and he explains me everything, the medicine, you know, like the medicine terms. And I'm like, all right, you want to talk to me in English now? So because I have no idea what you're saying. So he goes, basically, if I was you, I would do Tommy John. So I was standing up. And I just freeze, didn't say anything. And I say, excuse me, you know, went to the restroom. I looked to myself in the mirror and, you know, tears were coming out of my eyes. It was really, really tough to hear. I think one of the hardest things that, you know, that happened to me in my life so far.
Certainly that first pitch is what everybody is looking forward to. And all that follow as Jose Fernandez returns to the mound here this afternoon.
It'll be worth the wait. It is a special day for this ball club, a special day for this community, and a very special day for Jose Fernandez, who, as we speak, is leading the Marlins out of the third base dugout. And many in this ballpark rise to their feet for the 22-year-old ace of the Marlins staff. Jose Fernandez, who burst onto the major league scene in 2013, was the National League's Rookie of the Year, finished third in Cy Young voting despite spending most of that year pitching as a 20-year-old. He was off to a terrific start again in 2014 before he felt something in his elbow in his seventh start, May 4th against the Dodgers. Then 5 days later, May 9th in San Diego, Jose was pulled from the ball game. We got the word a few days later that Jose Fernandez would need the dreaded Tommy John surgery. And here he is now, 413 days after that procedure, returning to a major league mound for the first time since May 9th of 2014. Jose about to take his first warm-up pitch. And there is a noticeable buzz in this ballpark. It feels like an opening day environment. There's just a little extra energy today. It's been long anticipated, Jose coming back. And it's nice to see these Marlins playing some better baseball with Jose returning today. These last couple of nights have been much needed for this Marlins ball club. Jose is ready to go. And for the play-by-play, here's the voice of the Marlins, Dave Van Horn.
All right, thanks, Geoff. And hi again, everybody. Glad to have you aboard for this afternoon's game. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Strike three called. He hit the outside corner at 99 miles an hour. And there is Jose's first strikeout, out number one here in the first inning. The pitch comes in, and Jose hits a high fly ball to left. Going back his belt. He's looking up. It is up, up and away. Jose has homered. His second big league home run. And once again, welcome back, Jose. The fans standing and cheering. They've gone wild here at the ballpark. He pulls the Marlins to within a run at 3-2. Here's the pitch to Joe Panik, and he hits a hard ground ball. Diving stop. Gordon has it. Throws the first for the ball game. A wonderful defensive play by D. Gordon to end this game on a hard ground ball to the right side by Joe Panik. And a 1-2-3 ninth. Ramos gets the save. Jose Fernandez gets the win. The Marlins are winners here, 5-4.
Pitching here in Miami is, you know, what can I say? It's the best place. It's the best place that I pitch at. You know, the numbers never lie, like I say. You know, I think that, you know, pitching here is just amazing, man. I feel the love from the fans. I feel the support. And, you know, it's just, I like to compete. You know, I like to show them that, you know, it is possible. It is possible to accomplish your dreams. And it is possible to be whoever you want to be in life.
Two strikes on Kinsler, the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, he's down. Number one of the year for Jose Fernandez.
You know what, this play makes me feel, you know, and I'm trying to figure it out. You know, it's just like home, it's, you know, the fans, you know, it's just being home. And
didn't take long?
No, it doesn't, and especially in this park, the numbers are just incredible. He has now struck out 193 batters in 168 innings in his career at Marlins Park.
To me, before, I never said I took pitching for granted, but now it's like, you know, every time, every second that I get to step on that mound and that I can throw a ball, it's just really, really appreciated by me, I think. And I'm going to try to pick up where I left off, of course.
My mom and my dad, they've been pretty happy about the news, and you know, they really want to be here, and you know, they see it on Sunday, and you know, they're pretty happy about it. They know how hard it works, so they now, and you know, they think that I can do it. So, you know, there's a lot of people, a lot of persons there that put the little pieces, you know, to walk over there, and there's the people here and a lot of people in Cuba too that are, I know they're pretty happy that, you know, I'm here and I'm gonna pitch. So
a hot hitter to start it out here against Jose, and the 23-year-old is ready, looking in to get the sign from JT Realmuto, and here comes Jose's first of the night, a swing and a pop-up softly hit over top of the Tiger dugout into the second row of the box seats, and a good catch by a fan.
Here's Inske at first, two down. Jose, the 0-2 to Darno. Swing and a miss. He got him on a breaking ball. Jose Fernandez has a one-hit shutout through seven.
And the pitch. A check swing. Did he go? Plate umpire said yes. Down on strikes, Justin Turner for the second time. And Jose with two more strikeouts and 10 in the game now. And for Jose, I believe that's 17, 10 or more strikeout games in the big leagues.
Let's meet the National League All-Star team.
Yeah, we talked about it, you know, so, really fun, man, really fun. You know, four guys going, and G now is coming for the home run derby, so five, that's, I told him today when I came in, you better win that. So I put some pressure on him. But, you know, looking forward to it, got a bunch of my family going, and I think that all the guys got a lot of family going, and I think it's gonna be beautiful.
From the Miami Marlins, Jose Fernandez.
Here's the pitch, and there's a ground ball past the third baseman Reyes out into left field. Here comes Echevarria. The throw to the plate, not in time. 1-0 Marlins on an RBI single by Jose Fernandez, stepping up big time for the pitching fraternity.
Now that's the type of plays you're gonna need to get in.
The 1-2, Puig swings and misses, 14 strikeouts. Jose has matched his career high in seven dominant innings tonight against the Dodgers. He's got a three-hit shutout as we reach the seventh inning stretch.
It's actually how I got into baseball. It's actually one of the guys who lived next to my house, he talked to my mom. He's like, he saw me throwing rocks every time, and he's like, he got a gray arm. And they took me to the field, and my mom was like, okay, you know, why not? And in Cuba, everybody plays baseball. So that's what everybody does. Baseball, 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 more baseball. So that's how I kind of start, and then I just keep playing and loving it, man. I mean, first in Cuba, you don't get to see the big league games.
But, you know, you hear people talking about it, and then you hear people that are like, man, you know, that's best baseball. And when I was 15 coming here, when I turned 16, I was going to be with a big team in Cuba. So I came here, and I really wanted it to because I saw some games, and I really wanted it. I think they had a shot to be in the big leagues. And I just, why not, you know? I'm going to take a chance. I'm going to leave everything behind. It was big time hard, leaving all the family and all my life back there.
When I came to the Marlins last year, I knew that everybody, the Marlins was like, one of the main things about the Marlins was Jose, just to be part. And to see him just go up there every time, he just went up there, was his day, and he didn't care who he faced, he didn't care who we were playing. And one of the guys told a story today that he told one of his teammates that the last game that he pitched against the Nationals was his best game he ever pitch. And
tying man at third, go ahead man at first, and the Mets seventh. The 1-2, two out pitch, swing and a miss. Jose Fernandez leaves the tying man at third. He's matched his career best with his 14th strikeout. 3 Ks in the seventh, and what a show of emotion. Jose on his way back to the dugout, he is fired up.
At about 6:58 this morning, I got a phone call from Mike Hill, who had received a phone call about 30 seconds before that from Officer John Ramos, who is our resident security agent. We were told that there were three people in a boating accident with three fatalities, and they asked us to confirm Jose's address, which we did, and it was the address that was found on Jose. It is with the deepest sorrow that I, together with my family and the entire Marlins organization, mourn the tragic loss of Jose Fernandez. Sadly, the brightest lights are often the ones that extinguish the fastest. Jose left us far too soon, but his memory will endure in all of us. At this difficult time, our prayers are with his mother, his grandmother, his family, and his friends.